When disaster strikes, we take it for granted that first responders, public health, schools, and other community agencies will all work together for the common good. That does not happen on its own. And for the last 50 years, the McLean County Disaster Council has been the driving force behind that collaboration. WGLT's Ryan Dunham talks to the McLean County Disaster Council President David Hopper about how the business of preparedness has changed since 1969.
We had a civil defense director by the name of Al Thomas, and he recognized that we had many different emergency response agencies in the county, but each one had their own plans. They had very effective plans, but there's very little collaboration among them. So if a disaster were to strike that they were each involved in, they would individually know what to do, but they wouldn't know how to work together. And so Mr. Thomas is actually he was the driving force behind creating the Disaster Council, which brought them all together so that they could share ideas, they could network with each other, they could integrate their plans so that they could better make use of what McLean County emergency response resources we had. So it really goes back to Mr. Thomas.
Today in 2019, who is part of the McLean County Disaster Council? What's sort of the range of membership?
Well, and it's interesting because in those early years, it was restricted for the most part to fire, law enforcement, and government agencies. Over the years, and a lot has happened, of course, in this country since 1969. So there's much more of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. They adhere to a principle called whole community preparedness, which that is you involve as many stakeholders as possible into the planning process, because it's not that disasters are more complicated than they were. There's just more of a recognition that they're more complex. They involve, if a disaster strikes McLean County, it's not going to be something that the fire service, the police departments, the EMS can just address. You know, they address it and it's all done. It's going to affect our faith-based community. It's going to affect social service agencies, public health, our private businesses. So over the years since 1969, the Disaster Council actually has grown with that in mind. So today we have your traditional first responders. We have fire departments, fire agencies, police departments, EMS. We have hospitals. We have private business, government agencies, including the Public Health Department, Emergency Management Agency. We have faith-based organizations. So we have a much wider array of different organizations that come to the table so that we can really better represent what our population looks like.
While our listeners may be familiar with the different pieces that comprise the McLean County Disaster Council, the council itself is probably best known to the public for the annual exercise that you guys do each year to test emergency preparedness in this community. What are some examples of ones that you've done in recent years that they may stand out to people's memories?
The ones that people would probably most connect with would be they're called full-scale exercises, and those are a lot of different disciplines come together. We actually are physically responding in the way that we would during a real event, during one of these scenarios, of course. And so this most recent summer, the airport runs an exercise every 3 years where they have to simulate a plane crash that results in victims. So it's a mass casualty triage event where we had fire, police, EMS, hospitals, the FBI was there, at the airport, of course, airport response. We're all physically addressing the scenario. They were all physically interacting with our victims for the exercise. Last year, we did a mass dispensing exercise at Redbird Arena, where it was if there was a public health emergency where we had to get medicine to the community as quickly as possible, it was exercising that process. And so that brought a lot of the same people to the table.
So let's pretend Al Thomas 50 years ago was not so gung-ho about this idea. So let's pretend that the McLean County Disaster Council never formed in the way it's currently constituted, this thing that's holding the agencies together in times of need. How do you think this community's level of preparedness would be different today if such a council never existed?
It would be a stark contrast with what it is today. I mean, McLean County is very fortunate. The disaster council we have is unique, if not a standalone in the state. There's actually been recognition of it statewide. I've worked in another county prior to this one, and I had never heard of anything like the Disaster Council, and so I know without a doubt that McLean County is better prepared for this Disaster Council existing than it wouldn't, and it wouldn't. There are other settings in which we do collaborate with other agencies, but not really an opportunity like the Disaster Council presents. I mean, it is all the different disciplines, all the different organizations at the table. We all share from each of our perspectives what we're worried about, you know, what could happen in the county. And then when we have these big drills and exercises, it's that actual putting into effect what our individual plans are and how we're going to communicate and work with one another. So McLean County is much better off for the Disaster Council being here.
I want to talk a little bit about disaster preparedness generally and how it's sort of changed over time. Technology especially changes any business over time, right? So I'm in the news business, so you know, we used to lay out newspaper pages by hand, right? And then we got computers, right? And now everything is read on a screen. So what are those ways that technology has changed the disaster preparedness industry business since in your career, at least?
Communication is definitely one of the big ones. We don't rely just on radio communication, even though the radio communication itself has improved immensely over the years. But we have, I know one system, and it mirrors a lot of other systems out there. It's called Web EOC. It's basically, it's Web Emergency Operations Center. So it is a platform by which we can share information from discipline to discipline. And so we don't, whereas in the past, an emergency operations center is a physical location where where all these different representatives and agencies can meet, and they can really address whatever the disaster is. They can share information. Web EOC allows us to do that virtually, so you don't have to physically be sitting in the same room with somebody to let them know from the health department's perspective. There was this public health emergency. We're expecting the medication from the federal government. We're going to be opening up our point of dispensing at 8 o'clock tonight. We don't have to be in the same room with somebody to share that with the emergency management agency, with the hospitals, with law enforcement, fire. We can use a system like Web EOC and just kind of post it to that. Everybody can see it.
So earlier you mentioned FEMA's whole community preparedness, yes, sort of model, this, yeah, view of preparedness being not just for the fire department to,
right,
worry about.
Right.
What are some of the other sort of larger philosophical evolutions within preparedness, mm-hmm, that have taken place in the last 10, 20, 30 years, especially, you know, pre and post 9/11? I imagine,
right,
that was sort of a pivot point.
No, it absolutely was. At the health department, we focus on public health preparedness, but when we do that, we really give the picture of pre 9/11. It was a ton of focus on the traditional first responders. I mean, that's what people associated with emergency management was fire, police, EMS. Post 9/11, it's just a different world. I mean, there are so many, like, disasters can affect our communities in so many different ways, or at least they affect them the same way, but there's, as I said, there's more of a recognition on what the consequence is when a disaster strikes. And so it's because when we think about emergency management, there's the preparation phase, which is what we're in now. It is a beautiful Thursday afternoon in Bloomington. There's not a huge disaster occurring. So this is kind of the goal, because when the disaster strikes, that's response. Response is I'm addressing whatever happened, tornado, public health emergency. Recovery is trying to get back to the normal, trying to get back to this beautiful day in Bloomington. And so it's really changed post 9/11 because there's more of that attention on how is a disaster really impacting all segments of society, so that we can address all of that, so we can really shorten that recovery time, so that we can address if there are a bunch of displaced people, we can address that. If there were people who were suffering with a functional need prior to the disaster, whether it's they lacked transportation, or they were non-English speaking, or whatever the case may be, that disaster would have disproportionately affected them. We can identify, since we have so many more people at the table, we can identify all of those at-risk groups out there, so that we can hopefully have something in place to assist each of them, so that we can all get back to that normal again, that preparation time again, that much quicker.
The thing about disasters, though, is that the real ones don't come around all that often,
yes,
right? So in McLean County's history, I mean, how many true quote-unquote disasters of any measurable scale have we had and had to respond to?
Well, in 2009, during the H1N1 response, that was a pandemic influenza event. So it required coordinating these efforts with all these different partners I mentioned. So we had to, we received vaccine from the federal government to give to people, to vaccinate people, to hopefully keep them from getting that H1N1 virus. And in doing so, we set up numerous clinics all across McLean County. Some of them were very sizable clinics where we would have hundreds of people, you know, getting vaccinated. And that took a ton of coordination between obviously the health department, but emergency management was there, law enforcement was there. And having a disaster council there, like as I said earlier, just the opportunities to meet ahead of time so that when the disaster strikes, when we really need all these resources, we're not picking up the phone book at that time and trying to like virtually now thumb through a phone book trying to find who is their emergency manager director, who's the police chief in Bloomington. We know all those people ahead of time. So if another event such as H1N1 were to strike again, just like in 2009, we'd already know who all those people are. And so it would really speed up that whole response to the event.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with David Hopper, Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for the McLean County Health Department and also the president of the McLean County Disaster Council. So, David, you have your the 50th anniversary coming up for the Disaster Council with a celebration planned for Thursday, November 14th at the former airport building on Empire. That's from 4 to 6 p.m. So what's going to be happening at this event?
Well, it's really an opportunity to showcase the Disaster Council. We will have emergency vehicles staged right outside of that old terminal so that people, you know, the community is 100% more than welcomed. We want them to be there. And so just people can kind of check out what emergency resources there are out there, kind of just check out the fire engines and the squad cars and all the different things we would use to respond to events. But then we will have a slideshow with some of the pictures from some of our old exercises. So if you haven't seen somebody all moulaged up in all the disaster makeup, you can see what it looked like at the airport exercise in 2019 and 2016. You can see pictures from our 2018 mass dispensing exercise and that improvised explosive device exercise I mentioned earlier. So you can see kind of what it looks like when we're implementing all of these plans. And of course, obviously, these are exercises, but they mirror what we would do during real events. And then you can meet the Disaster Council members. You know, you can, for those of you who are, may have heard of the Disaster Council, but aren't really certain what our role is, kind of what we do, why we meet once every couple months. You can talk to us. You can ask us questions. You can just get to know about this really great resource that has existed for 50 years and is here to make sure that McLean County is safer than it would be otherwise.
That's David Hopper, Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for the McLean County Health Department. He's also the president of the McLean County Disaster Council, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. I'm Ryan Denham.
The Disaster Council's 50th anniversary open house will be from 4 to 6 p.m. Thursday, November 14th at the former Central Illinois Regional Airport Terminal Building on Empire Street in Bloomington.